American Language Course, Book 14, Tape 2B. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the conversation.
Would you like to eat lunch outdoors? We've located a wonderful place for a picnic.
Yes, we'd love to. Where is it?
Beside a lake in a small valley.
Are there many trees?
Yes, there's a whole forest.
Is the location on this side of the river?
No, we have to cross the bridge before we get to the valley.
The trip will take about an hour, so we should put the food in the car and start soon. Repeat the underlined words. Locate it. Locate it. Picnic. Picnic. Valley. Valley. Forest. Forest. Location. Location. Bridge. Bridge. Now, answer the questions. Number one, are they going to eat lunch in the house? No, they're not. They're going to have a picnic outdoors. Repeat, they're going to have a picnic outdoors. Number two, have they found a good place for a picnic? Yes, they have. Locate and find mean the same thing. Repeat. They have found a good place for a picnic. They have located a good place for a picnic. Number three. Is the lake on a hill or a mountain? No, it isn't. It's in a valley. A valley is between hills or mountains. Repeat, the lake is in a valley. Number four, are there many trees in a forest? Yes, there are. In a forest, a lot of trees grow near other trees. Repeat, a forest is a lot of trees. Number five, did they find a place for a picnic? Yes, they did. They located one. Repeat, they located a place for a picnic. Number six, will I have to swim across the river? No, they won't. They can drive across the river on a bridge. Repeat. They can drive across the river on a bridge. Look at Figure 2 and listen to the conversation.
This is a beautiful place. Look at the reflection of the trees in the lake.
I'm glad it's sunny. On a day like this, the water reflects everything around the lake.
The flowers are in full bloom.
Some of the other plants are blossoming, too. What kind are they?
They're raspberry bushes. Soon the blossoms will fall and the raspberries will start to grow.
I guess someone around here has a green thumb.
Maybe it's Mr. Davis. He lives in that cabin and takes care of the land around the lake for the owner.
Have you lit a fire yet, Uncle John?
No, Mr. Davis asked me not to light one here. We'll have to eat a cold lunch. Repeat the underlined words, then repeat the sentences. Reflection. Reflection. Look at the reflection of the trees in the lake. Reflects. Reflects. The water reflects everything around the lake. In full bloom. In full bloom. The flowers are in full bloom. Blossoming. Blossoming. Some of the other plants are blossoming too. Raspberry. Raspberry. They're raspberry bushes. Blossoms. Blossoms. Soon the blossoms will fall. Raspberries. Raspberries. The raspberries will start to grow. Has a green thumb. Has a green thumb. Someone around here has a green thumb. Cabin. Cabin. He lives in that cabin. Lit. Lit. Have you lit a fire yet? Light. Light. Mr. Davis asked me not to light a fire. Look at figure 3 and listen to the sentence. Circle the correct answer. Number 1. They saw the reflection of the trees in the lake. Number 2. The flowers were in full bloom. Number 3. Some of the plants were blossoming. Number 4. Raspberries will grow on the plants. Number 5. Mr. Davis has a green thumb. Number 6. Mr. Davis lives in a cabin. Number 7. Uncle John can't light a fire. Now, check your answers. Number 1 is A. The reflection that they saw on the water was a picture of the trees. Number 2 is A. The flowers were in full bloom, so there were a lot of them. Number 3 is B. Blossoms are flowers. The flowers on a plant that grows fruit are often called blossoms. Number 4 is A. Raspberries are fruit. Fruit will grow on the plants. Number 5 is B. When we say that someone has a green thumb, we mean that person can grow almost any kind of plant well. Number 6 is B. A cabin is a very small house. Number 7 is A. When you light a fire, it starts to burn. Look at figure 4. Repeat the underlined words. Make. Make. Destroyed. Destroyed. Thick. Thick. Destruction. Destruction. Dirt. Dirt. Probably. Probably. Now, listen to the sentences and then repeat the second one. Number 1. When he meets rude people, Arnie becomes angry. Rude people make Arnie angry. Repeat. Rude people make Arnie angry. Number 2. There won't be a wheat harvest this summer. The storm destroyed the wheat crop. Repeat. The storm destroyed the wheat crop. Number 3. When the storm hit, the sky became dark. Thick clouds hid the sun. Repeat. Thick clouds hid the sun. Number 4. A TV station showed the crops after the storm passed. A TV station showed pictures of the destruction. Repeat. A TV station showed pictures of the destruction. Number 5. Some plants grow in water or on rocks. Most plants grow in dirt. Repeat. Most plants grow in dirt. Number 6. There's a good chance that Dan will sell his farm. Dan will probably sell his farm. Repeat. Dan will probably sell his farm. Look at figure 5. Listen to the paragraph and write the missing words. Use the words in the box. If ranchers take good care of their land, they can make it better. If they don't, hungry animals and dry weather may destroy it. When there are too many animals in one place, they soon eat all the grass. Only the dirt remains. Then wind and water slowly carry the best dirt away. If the rancher takes the animals off the land and lets it rest for a year or two, he may be able to stop the destruction. Then the grass will return, but it probably won't be as good for the animals or as thick as it was before. Listen to the paragraph again and check the words. If ranchers take good care of their land, they can make it better. If they don't, hungry animals and dry weather may destroy it. When there are too many animals in one place, they soon eat all the grass. Only the dirt remains. Then wind and water slowly carry the best dirt away. If the rancher takes the animals off the land and lets it rest for a year or two, he may be able to stop the destruction. Then the grass will return, but it probably won't be as good for the animals or as thick as it was before. Look at figure 6. Listen to the first paragraph and select the topic. For most people in the United States, retirement starts at about age 65. People who have been interested only in their jobs often become very bored when they retire. If they don't find things that interest them, they soon begin to feel old and sick. Then they don't enjoy their retirement. Other people leave their jobs but keep doing things that make them feel good. They may exercise, work in their yards, learn new sports, travel, or work in schools or hospitals for no money. They keep busy and feel good after their retirement. Listen to the paragraph again. For most people in the United States, retirement starts at about age 65. People who have been interested only in their jobs often become very bored when they retire. If they don't find things that interest them, they soon begin to feel old and sick. Then they don't enjoy their retirement. Other people leave their jobs but keep doing things that make them feel good. They may exercise, work in their yards, learn new sports, travel, or work in schools or hospitals for no money. They keep busy and feel good after their retirement. Now, select the word or words that tell what the paragraph is about. Circle the correct answer. The answer is D. The paragraph was about retirement. Listen to the second paragraph. High school football is a very popular sport in Texas. Every weekend in the fall, usually on a Friday night, thousands of people fill stadiums across the state and watch their favorite teams. The players start to practice in August, before school begins. The practices are long, and the weather is still very hot. No one enjoys the practices, but they get the players in good shape. The first game is on the first or second weekend in September, and the last regular game is sometime in November. After that, the teams that have won most of their games play until only a few teams remain in the race. These are the best teams in the whole state. Listen to the paragraph again. High school football is a very popular sport in Texas. Every weekend in the fall, usually on a Friday night, thousands of people fill stadiums across the state and watch their favorite teams. The players start to practice in August, before school begins. The practices are long, and the weather is still very hot. No one enjoys the practices, but they get the players in good shape. The first game is on the first or second weekend in September, and the last regular game is sometime in November. After that, the teams that have won most of their games play until only a few teams remain in the race. These are the best teams in the whole state. Select the topic of the paragraph. The answer is A. The paragraph is about high school football in Texas. Listen to the third paragraph. When you buy something in the U.S., you usually pay more than the price of the item. You also pay a sales tax. Medicine and food that you buy at the grocery store do not have sales taxes. But most other things do. Some sales taxes are a percentage of the price of the item. Others are like the tax on gasoline. That tax is a certain amount that the gas station owner must add to the price of each gallon. The extra money that you pay for taxes goes to the city and the state where you are shopping. It helps to pay for streets and street lights, for roads and highways, and for city schools and state universities. It also pays for libraries, hospitals, the police, and many other important things. Listen to the paragraph again. When you buy something in the U.S., you usually pay more than the price of the item. You also pay a sales tax. Medicine and food that you buy at the grocery store do not have sales taxes. but most other things do. Some sales taxes are a percentage of the price of the item. Others are like the tax on gasoline. That tax is a certain amount that the gas station owner must add to the price of each gallon. The extra money that you pay for taxes goes to the city and the state where you are shopping. It helps to pay for streets and streetlights, for roads and highways, and for city schools and state universities. It also pays for libraries, hospitals, the police, and many other important things. Now, select the topic of the paragraph. The answer is B. The paragraph was about sales taxes. This is the end of Tape 2B, Book 14.